Dear friends, Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage is bringing out a variety of cassettes for learning and teaching the scientific heritage of India for the last 10,000 years. Our heritage could survive, and even now in the 21st century, this heritage has got great importance world over. We are trying to bring out the real scientific, factual, and physical, social, anthropological informations from every literature possible, from the hands jutted out by our great rishis. If any of these informations have got superstition, if they are non-scientific, we are looking into them and informing the people that those are superstitious which are to be rejected, which need not be accepted. At the same time, all other extremely good, useful, rational and scientific informations are to be accepted, are to be included in our day-to-day life, because the world over we are getting acceptance. The knowledge of India is getting accepted. The fundamental knowledge of India is inscribed in Vedas. We have already brought out nearly 100 cassettes, in which 3 cassettes mention the introduction about Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Samaveda. We always say Vedatrayi. These are the 3 Vedas which are given maximum importance in the Sanatana Dharma. Rig Veda is said to have 25 recensions. Ajurveda is said to have 108 recensions. Samaveda is said to have more than 1,000 recensions. Even though we say 3 Vedas, these 3 Vedas have got variety of branches which are also called recensions. As far as Adharva Veda is concerned, unfortunately getting an Adharva Veda, Purohit, a Brahmin who knows Adharva Veda, a person who knows Adharva Veda chanting, has become extremely difficult. So we could not bring that branch of our heritage for the last nearly 6 months. Fortunately, we got it now, and the great scholar Vedamurthy Raghunath Kale could give us this cassette, and we are bringing out full cassettes of Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Samaveda, and Adharva Veda, which has got a duration of chanting nearly 110 hours if they are chanted without stop. We are also bringing out all those Vedic mantras in the natural way of their chanting in compact discs, because Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage wishes to spread the message of the Vedas, which include pure science too. Unfortunately, we consider that Vedas are purely religious. Not even a single person in India has heard all the 4 Vedas. So we thought it is our divine, holy, nationalistic and patriotic mission to bring out these Vedas so that anybody would like to hear them, they can get an opportunity to hear all the 4 Vedas. If they can spend 110 hours in their life, the most difficult, as I told you, was getting Atharva Veda. The Atharva Veda unfortunately has named as an inferior Veda. That is the reason why many people are not learning that at all. Very few are in India who knows Atharva Veda and the methodology of its chanting, the Shruti of Atharva Veda. The Atharva Veda is also known as Brahma Veda, Angirasa Veda, Atharvangirasa, Kshatra Veda, Vaishajya Veda, and so on. Perhaps this is the only Veda which is connected with common people, common social aspects, common spiritual aspects, and common dharmic aspects connected with the kings, the nation, the people, the farmer, the doctors, the disease, the agriculture, the metallurgy, and a variety of subjects. And maybe because it has got large quantity of scientific information, it might have been kept apart by the ancient Indian rishis. It is said that there are 50 branches, recensions for Atharva Veda. The most important branches of Atharva Veda are known in the names of the rishis: Pippalada, Thauda, Mauda, Shaunakiya, Jajala, Jalada, Brahmavada, Devadarsha, Charanavaidya. These are the Atharva Vedic recensions which are most important and the recension which has got maximum followers for the last many centuries. Remember, now we have got very, very few Atharva Veda followers in India. Only two recensions are now available, and those two recensions are Shaunakiya Atharva Veda Shakha and Pippalada Atharva Veda Shakha. These two are very commonly available with those who know the Atharva Veda, not with the other people. How the Atharva Veda mantras are classified? In Atharva Veda Shaunakiya Shakha, 20 khandas are there. One khanda is just like a chapter. We have got 20 chapters which are known as khandas in Atharva Veda. Altogether 5,987 mantras are included in this one, of which 1,200 mantras are taken from Rig Veda directly. And these mantras are also known as Atharva Veda mantra, even though they are taken from Rig Veda without much modification. We have to remember that Atharva Veda does not have anything which makes it inferior to other Vedas, because it is chanted, the Sanskrit, the quality of subjects, the quality of presentation, everything has got the same level as mentioned in other three Vedas. Not only that, we can see many mantras are taken from the other Vedas, which automatically informs us that it has got nothing which qualifies it make inferior to the other Vedas. As I informed you, Atharva Veda deals with a variety of subjects. Surprisingly, those who are going deep into the Atharva Veda may even think that, is it possible to include such a variety of subject in Atharva Veda? True, this particular Veda directly connects with common people's life. All the messages given in Atharva Veda can be classified under three subject category. The first is Adhyatmikam, which we can call as spiritual. Second is Adhibhutam, which can be called as physical, bhautikam, and the third one is adhidaivatam, which is connected directly with the natural forces, the universal person, the prapancha purusha sankalpa, through which we are considering the Vedic devatas and so on. So when we say adhyatmikam, adhibhutam, adhidaivatam in other Vedas, it has got a different meaning, what I think, because the same ritual performed using that Veda mantra in other Vedas, we can see that process itself has got the three meaning. Whereas in Atharva Veda, mantras are classified into these three subjects. Certain mantras, as I told you, 5,987 mantras are there, of which certain mantras deal purely with the spiritual nature. Certain other mantras deal with adhibhutam, physical. Certain other mantras are dealing with adhidaivadam, the natural forces. So the subject mantras which are coming under spiritual part of Atharva Veda, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, rituals performed. Brahmachari, who is a young student, how he has to behave, how he has to talk, how he has to learn, and all rituals connected with Brahmacharya is mentioned here in these Veda mantra. Similarly, the household man, Grihastha, similarly, those who are relinquishing from the social responsibility, giving all those responsibility to his son and living to the vanam, giving to the vanam and living in the forest, just like a sannyasi. And Vanaprastha has got certain rituals and some duties and responsibilities, mainly connected with learning and teaching from his experience, giving it to the public through inscribed literatures, granthas and so on. Their role is also mentioned in the Atharva Veda mantras, which are also coming under the spiritual part of it. Similarly, Ayurveda subjects are dealt with here in detail, particularly hundreds of medicinal plants. No other Vedas mention about the specific diseases, illness or their treatment system, whereas Atharva Veda has taken a special privilege in mentioning about the health of the individuals which are coming under Ayurvardhana Aushadhis. So this subject of Ayusha and health and the medicinal plant are also coming under the spiritual part of it. Bhaishajyam, the medical science, Roga Nivaranam, the curing of the disease, Kriminashanam, destruction of pathogenic organisms in the body which causes diseases, Vishanashanam, relieving from the effect of the poisons, natural as well as artificial poisons, the poisons got injected from scorpion, the snakes or other animals or plants, or the poisons which are generated in the body as the toxins from the microorganism which cause disease in our body. For curing, for relieving from these poisons, the body has to prepare by itself, and for which it is informed that these mantras will be having extremely positive effect on giving the health to the body by relieving the effect of poisons which got into the body. So all these subjects are coming under the spiritual part of Atharva Veda. Then comes Adhibhuta Prakarana, the physical aspect, the social aspect, the sociological aspect, which describes in Atharva Veda, in which Rajya Shasanam is one of the very, very important subject dealt in Atharva Veda. And these mantras, just like the Atmiya அத்யாத்மீக பிரகரண மந்திராஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ கிவன் த டைட்டில் இன் விச் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் இஸ் கிவன் வை வென் வெயர் ஹவு தீஸ் மந்திராஸ் ஆர் டு பி சாண்டட். ராஜ்யசாசனம் இஸ் த மந்திர விச் இஸ் டு பி சாண்டட் பை த ராஜா த கிங் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இன் பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ராஜ்ய புரோஹித. த செகண்ட் பார்ட் இஸ் ராஜ விஜயம். The victory of the king is to be celebrated by chanting these mantras. Similarly, whenever the king goes for fighting the war, the Raja Purohit, similarly the king, the family members of the king, they have to chant the Raja Vijaya mantra, and many other priests will also be performing variety of rituals connected with the Raja Vijaya, the victory of the king. Rashtra Shasana mantram. Whenever the king is taking disciplinary action, whenever the king is taking other ordinance type of actions for the betterment of the prajas, for their citizens, he has to chant these mantras. All the rituals connected with the king and all the rituals performed for the victory of the king are also connected with the rituals in which these mantras are to be chanted. Similarly, Shatrunashanam, for the victory of the king, naturally the annihilation or the destruction or fighting with the Shatru's enemies required, in which the failure of the enemy ought to take place, for which every action will be taken for the success of the king and their soldiers. Concurrently, spiritual prayers will also be done by chanting the Shatrunashana mantra. Manidharanam, Papanashanam. It is natural that during the war, as well as while giving the punishment for the citizens, many people may be killed and punished. So it is assumed that, it is presumed that lot of sin will be given or taken or will be coming on the shoulders of the king. So the king should get relieved from all these sin. So by chanting Papanashana mantra, he will be getting relieved from these sins. Annavardhanam, the ultimate aim of a king is the well-being of his citizens. For the well-being of the citizens, availability of food is the most important criteria. So for the Annavardhanam, for the availability of plenty of food, Annavardhana mantra are chanted by the priest, by the king, and all those who are connected with the administration of the nation. Sugha Prapti mantra, the meaning itself is very clear in the subtitle. Sugha Prapti, for leading a comfortable life, one has to chant these mantras. So all the subjects which are connected with the administration of the nation, Rajya Shasanam, Raja Vijayam, Rashtra Shasanam, Shatrunashanam, Manidharanam, Papanashanam, Annavardhanam, and Sugha Prapti, all these subjects are coming under the Adhibhuta subtitle of Atharva Veda. The third part, as I told you, is Adhidaivatam, in which Devata Stutis, adoration of the natural forces like sun, moon, other celestial bodies, water, earth, wind, light, and variety of the phenomenon, those are observed in the nature, all those are being adored in this Adhidaivatam title. Just when we are going to some of these subjects, Yajna mantras are coming there. Whenever we perform Yajna, it is mentioned that it is for the universal, natural well-being. Everything should be perfect for getting a perfect weather or climate, for the free flow of the wind, for the rain, for the summer, for the winter, the nature should bless us. And for getting the blessing of the nature, these Yajna mantras are classified. Whenever we put rice, we put milk, we put curd to this Yajna Agni, the fire, we chant these mantras. If those mantras are for the adoration of the sun, we say just like that. Mitro Jananyadaya Dibhruvano Mitro Dhadara Prithivi உதத்யாம் மித்ர கிருஷ்டேர நிமிஷாபி சேஷ்டே மித்ராய ஹவ்யம். டு தட் சன் ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் this rise because the sun is responsible for the existence of the life, all type of plants, all type of animals, and we ourselves are on the surface of the earth because of the presence of the sun. To him, to his greatness, I put this Havis, to the Agni, both are fire. Sun is the symbolic representation of energy. Fire is also the symbolic representation of energy. And we put all these things to the fire, just like we give it to the sun. And similarly, variety of adorations, stutis are connected with the Kala. Kala is climate and the weather, the period, the ritu, the autumn, the winter, and rainy season, summer, and so on. All those are symbolically represented as the manifestation and manipulation of the nature. So we worship all those are responsible for the comfortable life of the plants and animals, including human beings, on the surface of the earth. Similarly, a variety of animals are being explained in Atharva Veda, and their importance are given in Atharva Veda. Similarly, one of the very important, perhaps it is to be told in the first, the Krishi, the farmer's work, the agricultural aspect, the rain, the water, the irrigation, everything is described in Atharva Veda with variety of details given, how they are to be planted, how they are to be allowed to grow, how they are to be given enough sunshine, and the fertilizers, the manures, and other things connected with the agriculture, including the spiritual aspect of agriculture, are explained in the Adhidaivata part of Atharva Veda. Similarly, there are Khila mantras, which are known as residual mantras, or mantras which has got secondary level of importance. All these together comes our Atharva Veda, very detailed description of the materials, as I told you, connected with the common man's life, are described here. Now, it is unfortunate that when we are touching the 21st century, the only Veda which has received minimum attention from Indians is Atharva Veda. Perhaps it is the reason why we could not bring out Atharva Veda, at least as an introduction to you earlier. Our struggle for getting the branch of any branch of Atharva Veda could result in the positive level only now. So we are bringing to you the Atharva Veda mantra, the method by which it is to be chanted, since it is chanted almost on a North Indian type of version. We can see that the mantra chanting which is done in Kerala slightly different from the North Indian way. However, we are happy that the only few living person, one among them, even though he is a patient, he has readily agreed for sending the full cassettes of Atharva Veda to us. We express our gratitude to that Brahman who knows the knowledge of Veda and who was kind enough in giving us these informations. In our earlier cassettes, we have mentioned that Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda are still on the surface of this globe earth only because of the sacrifice undertaken by very few members in the society, fortunately, which was received to them from their forefathers, and they preserve these Vedas as their dharmic duty, privilege and responsibility. We bow before them because they are responsible for the preservation of the Vedas, even though for the last 1000 years of slavery in India, the rules of Khilji, Ghori, Lodi and so on, who tried their level best to annihilate the Vedas and the Vedic scholars, with all the pain suffered by the scholars, they could take those Vedas to the free India, independent India. Hence they are existing even now. For referring by us, I request one and everybody from India to see that these Vedas are preserved, they are learnt and studied and taught to the next generation. If any irrelevant materials are present in that, tell the students that they are not relevant now. If they are relevant, tell them that they are equally useful as we consider with the modern science. Just like Arnold Toynbee said, any chapter which has a beginning in the West should have at least one part that is contributed by India, and this will prevent the annihilation of the human race. For the well-being of the society, the human race altogether, Indian information and their incorporation with the world thought of the modern era is inevitable. These are the opinions given by the Western scholars. So Indian knowledge should not die. It is to be preserved. They are to be nurtured. They are to be preached. They are to be taught with all rational scientific information, if available from the modern science. If not available from the modern science, give a beautiful commentary and tell them that the modern science has not yet given a responsible reply for this type of knowledge. Maybe in the near future they will be explained. As you know, Ayurveda, meditation, vegetarian food, naturopathy and neuro-linguistic effect of mantras, psycholinguistic effect of mantras and tapas, fasting, everything is the contribution of this motherland, and they are all now known as purely scientific. They have got the validity of the most modern science. Under these circumstances, it is our responsibility to preserve our heritage, either Vedas or Brahmanas, Aranyakas, Upanishads, Vedangas, Puranas, Itihasas and Shardarshanas. And with this mission in our mind, Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage is giving the introduction to you about the Vedic method of chanting, the content present in these Vedas, of which this cassette is the fourth in the series after Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. We are taking a mission. Our mission is Sahasraha Yajna, in which in 1000 days the Indian messages are taken to 3 crore people. When the 200th day is over, we are far ahead to our targeted aim. So we are sure that every one of the Indian, whether he is in India or outside, will be given at least one scientific message of Indian heritage. Please be with us. Let us do our mission. It is our responsibility, duty and privilege to learn and teach our heritage. Let us do it with pranams. May I bow my head to you. Now you will be listening to the Atharva Veda mantra chanting on the other side of the cassette.